Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. What day is it? What year is it? Where are we?
Who knows?
This cycle of... whatever.
It's all very confusing this time of year.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
I don't know what day it is. I don't care because I'm enjoying
fucking
it.
Monday 20th or something like that.
We have to come in here and record while you are all... No, we don't. This is all before.
Yeah,
it's
not real.
It's pre-recorded.
It's not live. It's not live.
The jig is up. We have some questions in and we don't have Owen, unfortunately.
No.
But Pamela is here. Hello, Pam.
Oh. Hello.
Pamela's wrecking the gaff.
I am.
We're happy that you're here.
It's great.
Thanks.
Do you want to read the questions or will we?
I can read them, I don't mind.
Will you give it
I'll leave it up to you.
Do you want to read them?
Why not?
Sure, why not?
Sure, look.
Why not indeed?
I haven't opened my mouth all year. Okay, question one. Imagine you're in the pub with a few friends that you haven't seen in a while. You're just getting into a riveting conversation about how awesome it is to be driving around Dublin in your swanky new car, or how that scientific journal from 2018 posits that the octopus could truly be an alien species. Note, the scientific community doesn't generally agree with this theory. Would you rather... a full-on trad session breakout where you can barely hear each other, or someone pulls out the harp and the pub falls silent and even your whispering might draw unwanted attention. Either way, you're all in agreement that the conversation must continue. Seamus from Finglas.
Seamus from Finglas. See that question, it's all a bit much for me.
Will I break it down for you?
It's a lot to take on. I'm quite confused.
It's
a lot, isn't it?
No.
Is it just me or am I just like not on that kind of...
I think it's fairly straightforward.
Okay, will you simplify that for me?
Would you rather be in a pub with a big loud trad session where you can't hear anything?
I know that bit, but the start of it. It's just him saying shit.
It's him setting up that question in more detail
fair,
than it needs
fair,
to
you,
be.
I'm with you, Seamus. Fair.
It's indulgent. Seamus is indulgent.
It's very poetic or something. It's very well written.
Yeah.
He's a clever man there, Seamus, from Finglas. Do we know each other? Finglas is quite small.
Well, he's talking about your swanky new car and everything. You have a swanky new car.
Yeah.
And he's going into the detail of the conversation that you're having with all your friends on a Christmas night out.
Gotcha.
And then he's saying, would you rather a big loud trad session starts and you can't hear each other, or a little harpsist starts playing gentle melodies and you're not allowed to talk?
The first one.
Yeah, fucking trad session all day.
I like a trad session. I like being in a pub that's loud and you have to shout to talk to someone.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Just going to Jack's. For what? Just the toilet.
You know,
condom machine. That doesn't work.
You know it's a good night when you wake up the next morning and your voice is hoarse. Like, hey, was your night? I was grand, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, ordering like a McDonald's breakfast.
Now, what I don't like is speakers. Like, if there's a band and there's fucking speakers and all, there's a pub on Dorset Street, Joxers.
Joxers.
And it's just... it's a kip, but like there's brilliant musicians that just sit in the corner, and I'm pretty sure they're paid to be there, but like there's no speakers or anything. It's just like a woman with a violin, bloke with a guitar, and they're just singing lovely fucking songs, and it's like my kind of pub. That's a bit of me.
Yeah.
Like no speakers, just shut up and listen to the music.
The Gravediggers. Do you like that?
I've never been to the Gravediggers.
Have you not?
Never.
I like it.
I've been on the ghost bus tour and they brought us to the grave diggers, but we didn't go inside. The barman came out with like shit little
shots.
Watered down shots. Yeah.
Ribenas.
Pretty much.
With a little touch of paint stripper.
You never know. You'd never know. Etchery. Joxers.
Joxers.
And it's just, it's a kip. But like, there's brilliant musicians that just sit in the corner, and I'm pretty sure they're paid to be there, but like, it's, there's no speakers or anything. It's just like a woman with a violin, bloke with a guitar, and they're just singing lovely fucking songs, and it's like my kind of pub. That's a bit of me.
Yeah.
Like, no speakers, just shut up and listen to the music.
The Grave Diggers. Do you like that?
I've never been to the Grave Diggers.
Have you not?
Never.
I like it.
I've been on the ghost bus tour and they brought us to the Grave Diggers, but we didn't go inside. The barman came out with like shit little
shots.
Watered down shots, yeah.
Ribenas.
Pretty much.
With a little touch of paint stripper.
You'd never know. You'd never know. But yeah, trad session all day. I think every pub should have a guitar ready to go if someone just
wants
knows it. Yeah. And if they do want to play it, I'm all for it. I hate when people
you're working
moan
in a pub and someone starts singing, they're kind of like, I'm going to kick them out.
Ah, really? Why?
I don't know.
I'm going to kick them out. Oh, man, I love a sing song.
Dublin City. And they're like, right, I'm going to fucking kick him out. But he's fucking too loud.
I think if you're sober, you're on a different buzz and you're just like, oh, shut up the fuck. If you're walking there, like,
if
you'd
you're
be
walking there and it's kind of quiet, like, and there's just people like reading and stuff. I'm watching the telly or the racing or the match or whatever. It's all like calm evening. You get someone that's just going to go, I remember Dublin City. And you're like, right, that's it.
Get up.
Let's go. Get out.
Oh, no. I fucking love it, man. I love it. Even at a wedding. I feel like the best part of a wedding is when the band's over and everyone's just kind of, everyone's sort of dying down and the hype is just kind of coming down, but everyone's still sitting around and then a little sing song happens.
Cringes me out.
Oh no, I love it, man.
What do you think?
I used to be one of those people.
That's it?
I used to, yeah. Pub singer.
Really?
Mm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like paid? It was your job?
Every so often, yeah. Yeah. I used to be in a little group called Mel and Collie, because it was with two lads whose names were Mel and Collie.
No way! Yeah. That's pretty girl, actually.
Myself and Mel and Collie. But yeah, it was the worst when you'd be playing away to a pub who were just so much louder than you.
Yeah.
And you just knew that they didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but you had to truck on through.
What did you sing?
God, everything from Sweet Child of Mine to...
See, that's no good. That's no good. That's no good. I don't care.
You want a bit of Luke Kelly at the Dublin.
If I'm in a pub and someone starts singing Sweet Child of Mine, I'm like, get them out of here. I'm with you. I'm kicking them out.
Yeah.
I'm kicking them out.
Oh, no. If it's ballads and that, like, fire away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few rebel tunes.
Start singing a
bit of Christy Moore.
He's not rebel enough.
It was the really depressing ones, like Ride On.
That's Christy Moore for you, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The Ride On, like, in a pub, I feel like, from an ex-barman's perspective, you're getting thrown out.
For Right On, yeah. You're depressing
it's
people.
Just too long. There's too many pauses in the song. Like,
it's just like too many instrumentals. On,
see you. That's like fucking too long.
I know. 20 seconds and you've said four words, mate. Will you come on? Sing the fucking song.
I go with you no matter how I want. Get out. One. Fuck off.
He's literally talking about a horse. He's literally talking about a fucking horse. When you ride into the night without a trace behind. Are you talking about a fucking horse, mate?
Yeah, get out.
Run your claw along me, but horses don't even have claws. They have hoofs.
Yeah.
They don't have fucking claws.
What's the other one he does?
That's not Right On.
We started the voyage. It was just me and you. Get out now. None of that.
That's it. Get the fuck. You're just dragging Christy Moore out by the neck.
Wait,
I'm Christy Moore. I'm paid to be here.
That's bloody Christy Moore, Darren. I don't bloody care.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm on a double shift and he's singing them songs with lots of pauses in it. I know. Christy Moore's a legend. Just not in a pub.
Just not in a pub.
In Vicar Street, class. Yeah. 30 nights. Yeah.
So would you rather the ballads kicking off or a harpsist playing and everyone has to shut up and listen to it?
Harpsist, no. That's just completely out of the question. They only suit weddings, I think, in when you're waiting.
Background music,
bit of canapes and that. A little harpist in the background. Lovely. But in a pub, nah, get out. Get the harp out here now. Why are you bringing a harp in here? Then Christy Moore's in the corner as well. And the harpist. And it's just like...
It's like a flash mob of shit music.
Imagine a flash mob in a pub. I'd be like, get out now. And they're coming at the roof and everything. Like, get out.
Stop dancing. Stop it.
Opening windows that don't even exist. Just like, where'd that window come from? Okay.
I love a few ballads. But also, can I just say one more thing on the ballads? If you're paid to be there, you're too good. I love it when an old man unexpectedly is just fucking class at singing one specific song.
It kind of annoys me when someone's a good singer in a pub because they're showing off.
Yeah, do you think so?
You know, like, they get a few drinks to them, they're like, they all know that he's a good singer, and then he starts singing, or she, and he starts singing, and it's beautiful, and it's absolutely brilliant, and it's just like, again, just me behind the bar being miserable, going, who do they think they are? Get out! And they're absolutely brilliant, and everyone loves them. And
yeah, jealous like, barman.
Jealous bastard.
Now I know why I didn't get any more gigs in place.
Oh,
get out. I actually never did that. I'm just trying to make some funny stuff out of the situation, out of the question.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I heard all about you.
Oh, no, yeah.
I heard you're the reason why the Shamrock doesn't do fucking music anymore.
Dunfless coming in. Can I have a Heineken? Oh, you do. Don't have it. Ow.
I'm 40.
Be like, Darren, you're real funny on the internet, but I remember you threw me out of the Shamrock. Yeah, and all in goodwill. See you later.
Ow.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy, a few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Next question. Hi, guys, on an episode 89 or 88 of The Conways, Amy brought up the most embarrassing moment of Darren's life. And he shut it down very quickly and won't say what it is. Try to get it out of him for the crack. Also, Amy does always say stuff like he puts his hands down his trousers or eats his nails and he snaps and can't handle being outed from Rory.
I never put my hands down my trousers. Only if I'm, I don't know, I don't. Only what? If I'm what? What?
On episode 89 or 88 of The Conways, Amy brought up the most embarrassing moment of Darren's life. And you shut it down. What was it?
I'm not even saying it. He's after... He's sent in that question twice to The Conways.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah. I know the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me and Amy, but like it's something that like I'm just not going to say on a podcast.
Did this happen to you and Amy or just...
Yeah, it happened to both of us at the same time. It happened to us, like, to us.
Did you shit yourself?
It was horrible.
Is that what it was?
No. Oh. No. I didn't actually shit myself, but when it happened, I shit myself. Well, not physically.
Like you got scared?
It was horrible.
Crash so car? Embarrassing. Car crash or something?
Right? No. I could talk about that, like, but no. Listen, Rory, don't get all clever, yeah, coming over to stall or trying to, like, pepper in your little question that I said I'm not answering, all right?
What's it?
Next question.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Controversial.
I'll tell you after.
We'll come back to that one. All right, lads, just wanted to chime in on Joe talking about fever dreams on the main episode recently. Joe mentioned how he had a ball and things always getting bigger and smaller. This gave me a bit of a fright, as whenever I get a fever, I have the same dream since I'm a kid.
Yeah.
There's a ball rolling back and forth and it gets bigger and smaller as it rolls back and forth. I also have this one where it feels like the bones in my hands are real skinny and fragile. Just thought that was a bit strange. Must be the aliens. Gavin from Ballymun.
I'm telling you now.
I relate.
I don't know how, like this, I feel, when I have a fever dream or I'm sick, it feels like there's a ball in the back of my throat, like between, I don't know, it's just, and then I feel like I am the ball and the ball, I'm in the ball and like, everything is just like a ball. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it means, man.
But like sometimes even when I'm closing my eyes to sleep, I get this thing where everything feels real close to me.
And far away.
And far away. But it's not when I'm sick. But it happens sometimes when I'm just trying to go to sleep. And it's like, because you know what your room, bedroom looks like. But with closing your eyes, you could literally point where things are, like, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have the full map of the room in your mind, like. And you start, like, looking, like, you know that you're looking at the wardrobe, but the wardrobe gets really big and it feels like it's right at your face and you have to open your eyes and just, like, sit up for a second. It's like you get real dizzy. Do you ever get that?
I don't know if this is the same thing, but, like, if I look at you for long enough and I go into a daze, or if I'm sick and I'm at home and I'm watching the telly feels really far away and really close at the same time. Like, my perception is just, like, it's nearly like it's waving in and out. It's just, like, is that close or far away?
I get that when I'm trying to go to sleep sometimes, not being sick. It's just like things are bouncing at me from the room, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, ah! And Amy wakes up and I'm like, help! No, it doesn't happen.
It's the fucking aliens, man. It's the aliens.
It's definitely someone trying to mess with our heads.
I think it's a glitch in the simulation theory. You're switching off, like, you know what I mean? Your brain's not fully connected. Your battery's low or something. And you're in the simulation theory and it's like just completely warping your perception of what this little simulation is. The aliens. And I think I know what he means about his bones as well, being real skinny and fragile. I feel like I'm just a skeleton. Like, I feel like I can feel every sinew of me, muscles and everything. I'm just like, oh, everything is just hyper
sensitive.
Yeah. I had a dream when I was sick once, a fever dream, and there was spiders all over the fucking bedroom.
That's disgusting.
All over them.
That's a terrible dream.
It was as real as how I'm sitting here talking to you. It was just as real
would
as this.
Be afraid of spiders?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd be afraid. I'd be more
in the house
afraid.
On the wall, would you be like, oh.
I'd get more to get it. Yeah, I wouldn't get it. But yeah, I wouldn't get it. Just fuck that. No. And rats as well. I had another one where there was rats all over the place. But it's not that I'm afraid of rats or spiders, and I am, but it's just the fact that the whole room was covered in them. And it was just like, oh, I just kind of, why is my brain thinking of that?
Yeah.
Why am I doing that to myself? Like, it's my brain. What
Stop
the fuck
it.
Is it? Why is it making me think that?
I want to decide that now. Yeah, man.
So I don't like
it. Relatable though.
What would your ideal fever dream be? If you could control
ideal?
It.
Ideal? I've controlled my dreams before. I've had lucid dreams. I've read books and trained on lucid dreaming. You know, there's tricks that you can do, like counting your fingers. And if you're having a dream, more fingers will show up. Like, you'll never count five. Or it's the same. You can't turn on or off a light switch. Or if you can't go out a door and then go back into the same room, it'll be a different room. So there's different things that you can do to test if you're in a dream or not. And I've been able to do it a few times. And I've just been in a dream. But the only thing about it is you can't control your surroundings. You can't create the environment that you're in. You can only control what you do within that environment. And all I ever want to do is fly. So I just keep trying to fly. And I can't. Unless I get like a pillowcase. And I swing the pillowcase. And I throw it in the air. And then I kind of go. I kind of balloon around my dream a little bit. That's kind of how. Whenever it rarely happens that I have a lucid dream. But if I ever do, that's what I try to do.
What about coming on for Man United?
If I was at the stadium. Like, if I was at the stadium and I was like, am I dreaming? And I'd done the test. And then I'd be like, oh shit, I am fucking in a dream. But I've had dreams where I came on for Man United, but they weren't lucid and scored a winner.
They just felt real.
Telling you. Should we leave it there so?
Right, so we leave it there now.
Maybe somebody is going to listen to this podcast as they go asleep and then we'll be in their dreams.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? That'd be weird.
Be cool. And they were dictating the dream.
Am I ever in your dreams?
I don't think I've ever had a dream about you.
Have you not?
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm trying to remember now if I've had one about you. And if I had, I'm not going to tell you now because you haven't had one about me.
Oh.
No, ha. No, I've never had a dream about you. Ha.
Roy, hope you have loads of dreams and loads of success in your dreams. Whatever that means.
Wow, inspirational, man. It's lovely. Lovely.
That was pretty cool. That was a cool thing to say, wasn't it?
That was pretty cool.
Roy, peace.
Peace and love and prosperity.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. and it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourself, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.